Hey everyone, welcome to the Sports in the Mitten podcast, powered by Mr. Spots in Ann Arbor. I'm your host, Adam Biggers, Michigan and Michigan State beat writer for FanRag Sports. Be sure to follow me on Twitter, at AdamBiggers81. Follow FanRag Sports at FanRag_U and at FanRag Sports. And for those not watching on the YouTube live stream, thanks for tuning in on iTunes and the FanRag Sports Blog Talk Radio channel. Have a few questions lined up today. We talked to Kalik Hudson last night, talked to Josh Metellus last night. Justin Green says, early today. Leap Demon says, sup, Adam. Hey, guys, thanks for joining me. Yeah, I figured I'd get an early one in today. And like I said, we talked to Kalik Hudson last night. We talked to John Runyon Jr. last night. We talked to Josh Metellus. Talked to Ty Isaac, so if you guys have questions about those guys, I'd be more than happy to answer them. I have a column coming up on FanRag Sports. I believe that Kalik and Josh are going to be two key pieces to this defense, and I outline that a lot in there. So, Will Goddard says, my dog. Hey, guys. Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. As always, if you have questions, let me know. I'll answer them off YouTube. There are a couple things. I want to make a new segment because I don't know if you guys, depends how long you've been listening to the podcast. I hate US 23 with a passion. It's the worst stretch of high, and it has the worst drivers on it too. So I want to give an A-hole of the Day award or the week or whatever to really bad drivers on US 23. And I want to start the show because I just want to go on this little rant. Yesterday, this guy, just bobbing and weaving. It's a two-lane highway. If you just keep a nice cushion between you and the car ahead of you, pileups happen by tailgating. To me, it's just really simple, but bobbing and weaving, speeding up, and it turns out as we're like a mile down the road, this guy's actually way behind me as I'm just going steadily with traffic. So I guess without getting too much into it, pro tip, don't be a jerk on US 23. Don't tailgate. I have really good brakes, so I'm not afraid if I have to. But be defensive driver. Don't just go in there all aggressively. You're gonna cause accidents, and especially with football season coming up, guys. US 23. There's a lot of jam ups, especially like around Territorial Road. Once you get a little bit south of 696, it narrows down. There's construction. Be careful on there, especially on football Saturdays, because there are wrecks all the time. I see them all the time. People especially getting on when you're coming from 14 in Ann Arbor going north and merging on to 23, that can start backing up a little bit. I think it's like exit 45, maybe it's like, or Whitmore Lake. If you guys live down there, you know what I'm talking about. And once you start going around that corner, if you're doing 70 miles per hour and there's traffic, you know, a few hundred yards ahead of you, you're going to need some stopping time, and I've seen a lot of pileups. So I do want to read a couple comments, though, because one of my favorite followers on Twitter, Jay Mappel Carroll, says 94 is a nightmare, too. I-4 in Florida is the worst highway in America, says Jeremy Turner. Justin Green, are you feeling excited for Florida? I'll get into that a little bit, Justin. I want to finish my rant on 23 because it's something that I'm passionate about. But yeah, I heard 94 is really bad. I won't drive to Chicago. If I can avoid it, I'll try to get a flight, which FanRag Sports graciously provides. So I appreciate it from those guys. But it's only like a 40 minute in the air. It's an hour gate to gate to Midway. So instead of screwing around with, 5 hours and plus all the Chicago traffic, no thank you. But yeah, 94, and I forgot what else she said was really bad down there. 275, I've heard, is brutal too. So just a public service announcement, guys. Football season's coming. Don't drive like an idiot on US 23. Be safe not only for yourself, but the people around you. And plus, you don't want to ding up your car. So anyway, like I said, Michigan camp topics today. Hudson, Metellus, Isaac, Runyon Jr. We could talk O-line. We could talk defensive backs. Like I said, about that column, I believe that Kalik and Josh are going to be huge, huge assets to this defense. We can talk a little bit about Mike Zordich's comments on the cornerbacks. Mm-hmm. He was not pleased at all. Sounds like LeVert Hill's really the only one who's done a whole lot. David Long has shown flashes. But again, I think that column will outline it. So, Leet Demon, did you get your ears lowered since your last podcast? I have. And remember that 3-game hitting streak that I was talking about? Because it's like I'm not cutting my hair. not cutting my hair. Well, it ended. And it ended in bad fashion. I went 0-for-3. Slider, curveball got me each time. Guy had a nice little bite on his slider. Could not hit it. I was too aggressive. We got our butts kicked 8-1. But actually, Ramirez MD, my 40 and up team, they won 7-3 last night without me. So, yeah, I don't know if it's a my good friend Sean Brown. I thought it was the bat. He said it's not the wand, it's the magician, Adam. And I'm like, okay. I didn't have my lucky bat from Caleb Pleischer either. So Caleb or Cody or Manny, if you guys are out there watching, tell Caleb to bring me that bat. I had a couple nice little singles with that thing last time. So anyway, let's get into your guys' questions. Anything you want to talk about? I do want to talk about that Robert Lee thing a little bit on the ESPN announcer getting pulled. I don't really get into politics that much, but I thought that was ridiculous. Muhammad Malik, what's up, Muhammad? What vibe did you get from Khalid Hudson and Mark Reed? I'm sorry, yours popped up. I'll answer yours right after. The vibe I got from Khalid, this guy is ready. He's focused. You can tell when you talk to him. I look for the amount of eye contact. I look for just the tone. I look for the body language. Khalid's ready. Same with Josh. A lot of these guys are, I mean, they know the deal. And I guess I'm trying to think of a better way to say it. There's a sense of urgency, but at the same time, it's the anxiousness of the preparation. It's the anxiousness of, or anxiety, whatever you want to call it, anticipation of Florida. I mean, that's a huge game, September 2nd. It's not like they're just opening up. It's not Hawaii, you know. It's not, I mean, Michigan State's playing Bowling Green. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not just a regular season opener. This is in Dallas, or Arlington rather, AT&T Stadium, Jerry World, Cowboys Stadium, whatever you want to call it. These guys are ready. Mark Reed, will we go with a four-man rotation at running back? Evan Higdon, Isaac Walker. Yes. Matt Voltaggio. Hey, Matt. And Matt's an expert on 23, too. We talked about it. Matt actually inspired my rant on 23 today, my new rant. Matt wants to know. I'm sorry, Matt. And Shane and Defoe. Hold on, guys. They're coming in quickly. Let's start with Matt and then Shane and Defoe. Jeremy, do you think corners will be ready by game day? They better be. Right now, it doesn't sound like it. But they still have 2 weeks. And actually, too, Josh and Kalik said, hey, they're young. Josh said, they're young. It takes time. You know, Josh remembers what it was like. Kalik, at the same time, Josh said he has faith in them. Kalik, at the same time, expressed confidence. I think part of that was Mike Zorich being a little rah-rah, want to light a fire, you know, that kind of thing. I'm sorry, guys. I missed some of the questions. They're coming in quickly. I see Shane. I see Jeremy. I see Justin. I feel like I missed a couple more before that. I want to try to get to those if I can. And honestly, these Twitter ones, I'll just do the YouTube ones. These Twitter ones, I didn't really get anything, just some comments about US 23. Blue Brother Craig, he also knows. He and I talked about this on Twitter yesterday. Demario Vaughn, I really hate Jeremy Clark didn't get another year of eligibility. He would have been huge this year. Yeah, I agree. I think Jeremy would have been an asset. I would have liked to see him get a 6-year, but I mean, hey, he's in the NFL now, so he's getting paid, so good for him. Justin Green, have faith in Long. Last year, Jim Harbaugh said that David Long was extraordinary at covering post routes. Biggest concern for Maren Bell, strong Florida O-line and Michigan's young secondary. If we can't get pressure on Florida's QBs, this could get ugly. Thoughts? I mean, it has a potential, but I don't see there being an issue with Michigan getting pressure at all. I mean, this defensive line's pretty good. This is going to be another one of the best defensive lines in the country. I don't think there's any doubt about that, Aaron Ball. Leet Demon, I haven't heard anything about Florida having a strong O-line. Justin Green, LOL, we'll get pressure. I think so too. And I mean, if you look at the linebacker position with Mike and Devin, I mean, depending on the package, Noah Furbush is going to be in there. Sounds like Devin Gill is going to be Mike McCray's backup. And here's just a couple other roster notes. It sounds like Jordan Glasgow If Josh is playing Viper and Kalik's not on the field, it sounds like Jordan Glasgow will be Josh's replacement at safety. Shane wants to know, there's only one thing that is going to slow down, stop this team. It's the O-line. Am I wrong? No, you're not wrong. I think it all starts up front, right, in the trenches. And I think it was, I want to say it was Ty Isaac said this last night about ball security, but I think it applies everywhere. You know, hold on to the ball. If you don't hold on to the ball, you can't score. If you can't score, you don't win. That's the part. If you can't score, you can't win. And the offensive line is going to facilitate that for the offense. If the offensive line is weak, it doesn't matter how good these receivers are. They went up fast. They're going up a lot quicker now. Drew Singleton, possibly Viper. He's quick and hard hitter, says Justin Green. Jeremy Turner, Devin Bush will ball out this year. I'm thinking second team all Big Ten. And Muhammad, I'm sorry that one. Or Malik. I'm sorry that one went quick. Devin Bush, second team all Big Ten. I wouldn't doubt it. I think Mike's got all Big Ten potential. I think Devin has all Big Ten potential. I think a defensive line, just look at it. Chase. I mean, we all talk about Rashawn and Maurice a lot, right? I mean, and they're the focal point. 99.9% of the time. But don't forget about Chase Winovich. Don't forget about Brian Monet. Muhammad Malik, I think we have a better O-line this year. We haven't seen him play yet, but it does sound like it's a pretty solid offensive line. And I think what could happen, guys, real quick on the offensive line, Mason, I've been saying this for a long time, but there might be a slight tweak maybe. Mason at left tackle, Ben at left guard, Patrick Kugler at center, Mike Onwenu at right guard, John Runyon at right tackle. But John Runyon's also played inside, so maybe John Runyon is a right guard. Juwan Bushel-Beatty. Initially I thought it was Juwan, and then I was like, okay, maybe it is John Runyon. It's one of those guys going to be at right tackle. And then I'm thinking, if Mike Onwenu isn't a lock for a right guard, then it's got to be, you know, by default, it's going to be whoever's not playing right tackle, right? Shane, thanks, Adam. You answered it perfectly. Doesn't matter how good these receivers, running backs, Wilton is. I didn't see that last part, Shane, but I appreciate it. Yeah, hopefully I answer your guys' questions, guys. If I don't, ask them again. A guy on YouTube in regards to some of my questions, he said that I need to work on my questions, and I kind of laugh because sometimes my brain works a little bit faster than my mouth. As you guys know, if you watch live stream and talk with my hands a lot. So I feel like a person that the guy knows what I'm trying to get across. Sometimes it stumbles. If you watched press conferences last year, you know that Jim Harbaugh had fun with me a couple times too. So, but yeah, same goes with my answers. Sometimes I can ramble on a little bit. I know what I mean, but maybe you guys don't. Shane, to finish the comment, if this O-line can't open up holes, they will struggle to win tight games like last year. I agree, Shane. I agree 100%. I'm scouring Twitter, too, just to see any questions. I saw a couple pop up. This one comes from Alex Bricker, at abrick75. Does the move of Hudson to offensive line show more of a need there or an abundance of talent on the defensive line? I think it probably leads toward an abundance of talent on the defensive line. I mean, these guys, Michael Dwumfor is going to be good, too. Lawrence Marshall, I heard, has been pretty solid. I mean, I think Lawrence works his way into the two deep. There are options. As far as offensive line, I mean, what, James is, what, 6'6", 300 pounds? So he makes sense from that standpoint. I would like to see, I mean, he'd be a good guy not only as a tackle, but as a guard. Ty Lemieux, hey, oh yeah, the Fry Hamilton bigger impact question. You got it, Ty, I'll get on that one. Do you know what the slot receiver depth looks like? Leet Demon wants to know. DeMario, I just missed it, DeMario. Something about Wilton. Wilton's going to have a good year. I think so, too. I think Wilton, I was asked if I thought there were candidates on the offense to be All-Americans this year, And I said of Mason Cole and Wilton Spate. Alex Bricker, so back to Alex's question. Yeah, I think it leans more toward an abundance of talent on the D-line. Shane, people shouldn't be worried what this team lacks in experience. They can make up off the charts with athleticism. And to Ty, I want to answer Ty's question. He wants to know, does the hire of Greg Fry, who's the run game coordinator, tackles and tight ends coach, does that make a bigger impact or potential for a bigger impact than the hiring of Pep Hamilton? And I think there's compelling arguments for both sides, but I think anybody who's working directly with the quarterback and on a Jim Harbaugh team, obviously quarterback has high responsibility, ton of responsibilities, a lot of expectations. I'm going to lean toward Pep just because, I mean, I think Pep is a direct extension of Jim to the quarterback, and I think that that quarterback chain right there, that relationship, is probably more important than the run game. Although you can make an argument that, I mean, successful teams, consistent teams run the ball well. And teams that run the ball well maybe don't always necessarily need that star quarterback. They can just have a game managing type quarterback. So I think there's arguments for both sides. But I think, Ty, I think that the hiring of Pep Hamilton has the potential to make a little bit bigger impact. Plus, too, you have to consider the wide receivers in the mix, too. So, and I think that that's what Michigan's offense, although it aired it out a little bit. I mean, Rudak got it started in 2015. Wilton continued in 2016. But I still don't think that we've really seen that true deep ball threat consistently. And I don't know if that's scheme. I don't know if just that's the way that Jed didn't want to operate. I don't know. Muhammad Malik, I'm sorry. That one just popped up. That was a long comment or question. I'll try to read that one. I think that does it for the Twitter questions. I don't think Pep will be here for long. He will be a head coach next year, Muhammad Malik. Tyler Lemieux, nice thoughts. Appreciate it, Adam. It has been a revolving door, hasn't it, Muhammad? It's just to expect it to be a quick stop for Pep, possibly. Possibly. And I guess, too, Ty, we could quantify that question is it a bigger long-term impact or is it a bigger short-term impact? Because like Muhammad brought up, I mean, if this is just a quick stop for Pep, then, you know, obviously maybe Greg Fry has the potential. Either way you look at it, and the players say it too, and the coaches will say it, and I don't think it's just PC talk, coach talk. I believe Michigan is bringing in the highest quality of coordinators. And I think as long as there's a few that, I mean, as long as Jim Harbaugh is the head coach, I don't think there's really much worry for the offense. I think as long as Don Brown will be there for 5 years and Greg Madison are there, they're in good hands. Do you think Wilton's mechanics are weird? Courage Ekwonye. Did I say that right? And DeMario, thoughts on Michigan being number 11 in AP? I think they're ranked a little high. And that, what was that question? Do I think Wilton's mechanics are weird? Not really. He does drop his elbow a little bit. And if you guys aren't watching on the YouTube live stream, if you're just watching on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio, you can't see. But yeah, he does drop his elbow a little bit. But, I mean, so did Mitch Trubisky. And what, Mitch was the first quarterback taken in the draft. Wasn't he number 2 pick last year by the Bears? So, correct me if I'm wrong. I think there's things about Wilton that can be tweaked, but I mean, overall, I think Wilton will play in the NFL. I think he's got the build. I think he's an NFL caliber quarterback. I think he's intelligent. And a lot of people don't take into account how much the intelligence factor weighs in, how much like your mental toughness. We see a lot of good quarterbacks in the NFL that just don't succeed, right? Probably better quarterbacks than Wilton. Defoe, I'm sorry, man. I did not. Let me get to your question next, Defoe. That one disappeared. Press enter again. I'll get on that. I skipped yours from earlier. I apologize. And before we end the show, guys, like I said, I don't really get into politics, but I do want to talk about this Robert Lee thing from ESPN because I think it's purely ridiculous. I think people are just so quick to get mad or be too cautious about anything. It's ridiculous. buck up a little bit. That's the way I think. And it's a name. It's his name. His name's Robert Lee. It's not his fault. Wes Weber, the level of anger in our country over race so much greater than the actual level of racial dysfunction than the anger itself. I did not read the whole thing. A quote from Andrew Klavan. I kind of paraphrase. Yeah, Muhammad says the Robert Lee story is some BS. I agree. Like, look, I know, I understand, you know, you don't want to offend people. And I know that it's tense times. And I know with Charlottesville, Virginia, the game being in Virginia, but I mean, come on. Defoe, let me see that question again. That was a big question, I could tell. It took up almost the whole screen. I'm sorry if you have to type it again. You're probably like, man, you didn't see it the first three times. I will not answer a question until I answer Defoe's question. But yeah, real quick on the Lee thing. ESPN said that it thought it was a shame that this is even a topic of discussion. But yeah, they're the ones who did it. Courage Ekwanye, it was something about hoax players. What do you mean, Courage? I thought hoax players finished their careers pretty well, honestly. Personally, I feel hoax players couldn't win big games, finish well. Hopefully, the Harbaugh classes had the ability. Defoe. Oh, okay, Courage, that's it. Defoe, I don't know about that. I mean, I thought hoax guys were pretty good. I think Jim got the most out of them. I'll put it that way. Who was a better recruiter, Hoke or Jim? Leo was a month. Brady was a really good recruiter, but I mean, Jim Harbaugh's got that huge brand name. Defoe says good players. Just soft mentality-wise. I'd be careful. I'd be careful to generalize. I mean, yeah, I'd be careful to generalize. Jim was much more consistent, says Courage. I think that's going to be the deal with Harbaugh. They'll be more consistent classes. But don't knock Brady Hoke's recruiting. I mean, Brady recruited Jabril Peppers. Jabril recruited Wilton. He recruited Amara, J.U., Jake Butt. Yep, Jabril, says Courage. Yep. Jabril really liked Brady Hoke. Mark Reed, if you predict 9-3, who are you certain we lose to? Mark wants to know. Defoe and Shane, Hoke was a great recruiter, terrible developer. Shane says, I think Jim makes his players be hungry, competitive, otherwise there's a door. I do, but it is a harder, these guys have more of a harder mentality, if that makes sense, with Jim. I'll agree with that. As far as I do think they can lose at Penn State, Courage. I mean, the Wisconsin game, I look at Florida as a 50-50 game. I look at Wisconsin. That's not a guaranteed win. I look at Penn State. That's not a guaranteed win. And Ohio State. So right there. If we finish 9-3 this year, is 2008 a make or break season? In what regard, Leoism? Hasn't Michigan not won a big road game since like 07? Defoe. That sounds about right. And they haven't beaten Ohio State since they've only beaten Ohio State three times since I graduated high school. I'm trying to remember Michigan's last big road win. I mean, winning at Michigan State was a big win internally. I mean, it was against a down Michigan State team, but, I mean, Michigan State beat down Michigan teams, and that was big for them. So that was a big road win in that regard. Leo, as an offensive defensive coordinator changes, what do you mean? And again, guys, I want to plug this Josh Mantello's Khalik Hudson column. It'll be running on FanRag Sports today shortly. I don't think it's been tweeted yet. But when it is, you know, I'll tweet it from my account at AdamBiggers81. But I really believe that Josh Mantello's and Khalik Hudson are going to be keys to this defense. I don't see Don Brown ever being changed out. Leet Demon says, not if Jim can help it. DeMario Vaughn, I saw the other day that Michigan has never... Ben, what was that on Big Ten Championship under Harbaugh? No, they have not. They haven't even won the division. They were on the doorstep of the playoff last year. That Iowa loss put a severe crimp in it. Ohio State loss slammed the door. But I was still impressed in the way that the Wolverines played the Seminoles in that Orange Bowl. I still think that was a huge game. Muhammad Malik says Dr. Blitz retires here. I think Don likes it at Michigan. I really do. Courage Ekwanye says, I feel like Josh Metellus is low-key overrated. And Courage, am I saying your last name correctly, Ekwanye? Yeah, I think Josh is big-time underrated. Not only low-key, hugely underrated. I remember in the beginning of the podcast, it was about the first or the second year, I had Josh on the show one summer. I could tell then, just by talking to him. And he, I don't want to speak for him, but chip on the shoulder guy, most definitely. Most definitely. He was a two-star at one point. A two-star recruit. So that shows you kind of how much the recruiting stuff matters. Muhammad Malik, Dwayne, who do you have us losing to? Expect secondary to give up big plays versus Florida, says Wes Weber Jr. out of Lapeer, Michigan. What's up, Wes? Is it Weber or Weber? I do expect a couple big plays, yeah. I mean, they're gonna get broken in. Maybe we see it on the first drive or in the first half. There'll be some cracks at corners, for sure. Weber. Alright, I got it, Wes. Thanks. Yeah, guys, let me know if I butcher your names. Don't be afraid to let me know. I don't want to say them incorrectly. Ballin 205. I see Pep being the OC of the future. Courage, you're saying my last name, phone. Fine. Okay, great. Leoism. What was that, Leoism? Sorry, it popped up. It was sandwiched in between a couple. We're going on 27 minutes, which means I'm going to say let's keep it to 30, but we'll go 50. We have to stop run again. Everyone keeps going out. I'm sorry. My name looks like Leet Demon, but it's really pronounced Julius. LOL. Oh, my bad, Julius. I'm sorry. Chris Smith, let me know if you need me to clarify how to pronounce my name. Chris Smith. All right. I appreciate it. Defoe, I always laugh when you give a time when you want to stop, then it goes 15 minutes past that. I know. You guys ask good questions. I like talking about Michigan football, if you can't tell. I don't really feel like this is a job. I don't feel like it's work at all. I have fun doing this, so. The only thing that this team needs is elite quarterback play. Courage Ekwanye says, Courage, I think that the possibility to get that out of Wilton is there. I mean, don't you think that he was semi-elite last year before he got injured? Leet Demon, I love listening to you talk about Michigan football. I appreciate it, Julius. Thanks. I like all your guys' questions. It's fun. We have to stop the run against Florida. Scarlett is a beast. Devin Bush and Hurst must have big games, says Leoism. I agree. And I think Devin will. Mike will. I mean, those guys are prepared. Josh will. Hey, Josh told a story yesterday. He knows 50 to 60 guys that play for the Florida Gators. And Josh was asked if not getting... I didn't see that last one. I'll get to it. Josh was asked if playing against the, you know, not getting an offer from Florida was motivation for him. And he said he didn't get a direct offer from Florida, but he got the offer from DJ Durkin, who was leaving to go to Michigan. So he kind of had it. Adam, do you have a super early prediction for the playoff four? No, not yet. Not yet. But Josh said, back to Josh, he said he knew 50 to 60 guys on the team. And, you know, all those guys, you know, they... Friendly chatter, maybe a little bit of trash talk. Josh will be a guy who's motivated for sure. Do you think our D-line is as good as OSU's? No, I think Ohio State has the best defensive line in the country. Hubbard, Lewis, they're stacked. Bosa. Shane, we might not be complete run stuffers, but we're trying to be a fantastic sideline to sideline defense. I agree. Wes Weber's early four, Alabama, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Clemson. Washington. Alabama, Ohio State. Karan Higdon should start over Evans. Chris is the number one tailback, but it's going to vary on package. And they're pretty good. I just wrote about the running back group yesterday. Again, check that out. On my Twitter, at AdamBiggers81, at Fanrag_U, FanragSports.com. Just wrote about the running backs group. We had a really good session with Jay Harbaugh. He talked about it. It's like they have a guy for every situation. And I'll tell you, the last night's interview with Ty Isaac sounded pretty encouraging. He's in great shape. Feels like his stamina has just increased by leaps and bounds. Metellus or Watson at strong safety. Josh, Leo. Shane, running back situation is a good one. Pretty nice when you can have three, four guys who can start. I agree. Courage. OSU just has depth. Our starters are better. I mean, Ohio State has a returning Big Ten defensive lineman of the year, right? Tyquan Lewis won that. Leoism. Ty Isaac is the most underrated player on the offense. He's one of the most inconsistent. He's got to be consistent. Otherwise, I would definitely agree with that. Defoe, Adam, hate to ask, but I've been wondering. Spate has 2 years. Any worry about Peters transferring next year? No, because I think if Wilton has a big year this year, he's gone. That's what I think. If Wilton has another year like he had last year and stays healthy, he's gone. That's what I think. Sorry for the silence for those listening and not watching. I had to take a drink of water. There's a quick break in questions. Any other questions, guys? Oh, here, our 2018 team will be loaded with talent, Defoe says. Yeah, they're gonna be good. Who has a better year, DPJ or Tariq Black? That's a good question. It's a really good question. At receiver or overall? Because I think DPJ... I haven't heard Tariq, specifically mentioned, but I think that he's probably been back there returning too. I know DPJ is a return candidate. So let's assume that DPJ is a return guy and Tariq isn't. I think DPJ has the potential for a bigger year overall. So cornerback only question now, Dwayne wants to know. I would say that's the big question, Dwayne. Our corners are that bad or receivers that good? Eric wants to know, 9-3 this year. I think that's fair. The corners, are they that bad or the receivers that good? I don't think they're as bad as Zordich said. Again, I think that he's trying to light a little bit of a fire underneath these guys. But at the same time, I think these wide receivers are really good. It's the best wide receiving class Michigan's ever had. DPJ, Tariq, Oliver Martin, Nico Collins. Plus, you still have Kakoa and Maurice Ways. Don't forget about Kakoa. Kakoa's a hell of a receiver. I feel like Kakoa's getting swept under the rug a little bit. Grant Perry's still there. I mean, this receiving class, they were all top 25 receivers. So it's not... and I know that David and LeVert were highly ranked corners. But at the same time, it's... Wilton's improved as a quarterback. I think there are a lot of factors. And again, cornerback's a position to where I think it's easy. If you're young and inexperienced, make mistakes, those get magnified when you're at corner. Whereas maybe it doesn't really show if you're a young defensive tackle or even a young linebacker. You literally have guys around you who can make up for that. A lot of times when you're out there, you're a corner, it's you and only you. Robert Cialone wants to know, is it Cialone or Cialone? Oliver Martin looks like the next Renfro. Wes Weber, Ian Bunting, where is he on the depth chart? Tight end-wise, I think it's probably, because I bumped Sean McEwen up, I think, a little bit. I think it's Tyrone, Sean, Zach Gentry, then Ian Bunting. Ian drops from 2 to 4 in my own little personal preseason depth chart ranking. And I missed some of those questions, guys. Pop them up again. Patel, I feel like last year's team would have had a better result with this 2017 schedule. Where do we have more depth, EE or defensive tackle? Which group is better? Wants Leo. I think they're probably a little deeper inside. But again, that's hard to tell right now. As far as the last year's team had all the experience and it had the schedule. So you want last year's team that to play this year's schedule? I don't know. I mean, I think last year's team would do okay with this year's schedule. But I think last year's team had everything lined up. The stars aligned. CJ Mike, 1024, will Kareem Walker assert himself again in the running back rotation? Yeah, I think so. I think so. Sounds like he's learned the playbook a little bit better. Just a better shape overall. Just better placed with his mind. Last year, I can imagine, and I don't want to speak for Kareem, but I'm sure he'd probably say this. I think last year, I mean, it's got to be difficult, right? You're on the sidelines. You're academically redshirted. You want to play football. You can't. And you're watching everybody else work, and you got to stay engaged. It sounds like he did a good job doing that. Leoism, Samuels be a beast at Courage Ekwuanye speed. See, I'm just now realizing that you guys can have conversations among yourselves in there, and I don't see those all the time. I like that. That's cool. Mark Reed, special teams, Brad Robbins, excellent, and then it disappeared, damn it. Brad Robbins is a real deal. That's what Jim Harbaugh said. He said Will Hart was punting the ball well, but Brad Robbins was the real deal. Real deal. Chris Warren Heisman on Twitter. I had the same thought, but then I read, the Robert Lee thing. Yeah, Lee did say, back to the Robert Lee thing, he did say he'd be comfortable being pulled off the assignment, but probably, I'm guessing, after everybody made a big deal about it, right? And then he's going to say, okay, he's a young guy, take the high road, don't cause a stir, that's fine, pull me off, I'm okay with it. That'd be my guess. I think it's just a joke. Some of this PC BS in America is just a joke. By the way, you're doing a hell of a job. Keep it up. Thanks, CJ. Chiloni. Oh, I'm sorry if you're using the Italian pronunciation. I should have known better. Should have known better. I'm sorry. Something about Dylan McCaffrey. I didn't see the question. Dylan's number 4 quarterback right now. Leo has a mini word on Ron Johnson. I thought he'd pop the rotation this year, but seems freshmen are passing him. I haven't heard anything about Ron. Really haven't. Ben Mason says, Courage Ekwuanye. Ben will get some action. But remember, it's still the fullback position still belongs to Khalid Hill and Henry Poggi. What's up with Marshall? Lawrence Marshall? Eric LeMaster, I think Lawrence is going to be too deep on the D-line. I think he'll be, if he's not that solid, if he's not locked into a number 2 spot, he's going to be in that rotation. I do believe that. I think Lawrence Marshall's set for a big year. It's about time for him, right? I think he's done a good job. Again, you got to realize, for some of these guys who are get there and they don't play immediately, and then there's other classes coming in, staying engaged mentally is huge. Remaining part of a team, not just on the team, but an active part of the team, regardless of the circumstances. So again, like a guy like Kareem Walker, I think, but it sounds like he's done a good job doing that. Kurt, I'm sorry, something. I went to high school with Anthony Hines. He said McCaffrey was ass. Is Anthony jealous that he didn't get offers or what? As many, I don't know. I don't think that's fair to say. He's a true freshman, and he's been playing well. Is Uche hurt? Metella seemed to indicate that he was. Any news on the injury? Chris Smith wants to know. I asked that question to Josh. And no, he's not. I was told that he's not hurt. There's no academic issues, nothing like that. It sounds like maybe he's just struggling in practice. Because I expected Josh to be in that linebacker group. I think Carlo Kemp has a big year, says CJ Mike 1020. I agree. I've liked Carlo. Ever since they moved him. Carlo needs a big year, says Leoism. If he was ass, he wouldn't have state championship rings, says Leet Demon. Yeah, and didn't in basketball and football, too. Rashawn at defensive tackle this year, Leoism. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they might use him inside a little bit, but he's definitely a defensive end. Robert, Carlo was, they moved him from linebacker to defensive end. Because they liked him originally outside linebacker, and then they moved him in defensive end. And that was at that open practice at Ford Field. That was the first time I had seen that. Anthony Hyde had 90 offers. Okay, Anthony Hines. I wasn't aware. I'm not down on Anthony's a good athlete, but I mean, I don't necessarily think it's a classy or a mature thing to say some guy is ass. I mean, if he can particularly break down what is not good about Dylan's game, then I would hear that. But just to say ass is just kind of such a broad statement. Noah Furbush updates. Thought he would have great size to our linebackers on the edge, Leoism. Courage says McCaffrey's so skinny. He does need to put on weight. He does. No doubt about that. Harbaugh said it. As far as Furbush, I think it depends on the package. He'll be a starting linebacker. Of course, yeah, on the edge, he's going to be a big-time guy. Luigi Villan, also, don't forget him. Quiddy Pay, those guys. Don Brown said, or Don Brown really complimented the way that they worked on the edge. They'll be on the defensive line. But Jim Harbaugh mentioned that, I think he said it was about Luigi. Could be a Noah Furbush-like player. I'd have to go back and reread the tweet, sorry. But he said, I'm pretty sure he said it was Luigi could be a Noah Furbush type of player. We are going on 41 minutes. Mr. 313 at This Is Michigan on Twitter wants to know, is Mike Robleski going to be in the two deep? I don't know. Oh, and I just saw that one about Robo. What was that question? It's hard to say. Guys speak highly of him in practice. I mean, he's one of those grinders, but I can't get a clear indication of where he kind of falls. But I will say this, knowing that it sounds like Josh Uche is not in that too deep in the linebacker group. Maybe Robo is a guy now. Devin Gill certainly in there. Like I said, Devin Gill, backup to Mike McCray. Any other questions, guys? 41 minutes and 50 seconds. If we can make this 45 minutes, let's do that. Mike McCray, all Big Ten first team, Leoism says. Courage, Robo is gonna be cold. Y'all sleeping. If you hear Don Brown talk about Robo, if you hear Jim Harbaugh talk about Robo, when you have a nickname like Robo, you're a badass. Definitely. How do we match up with Florida? Defoe. D, I'm gonna get into that a little bit closer. Favorably. Just let me say favorably right now. I'll have a full breakdown. And before every game, guys, this season, I'm gonna have a full breakdown preview. I'm gonna talk crunch numbers. We're gonna talk stats. I'm gonna read stuff from Florida beat writers, maybe, or opposing team beat writer. Try to get all that kind of stuff. I mean, we're gonna do some thorough game previews the day before, a couple days before. And again, I'll be in Dallas, so follow me on Twitter at AdamBiggers81, FanRag Sports at FanRag Sports at FanRag underscore U. We'll have a ton of coverage from down there. Who's playing at slot, Perry or McDoom? I would guess McDoom. Perry will be in there, though, but I think it's Eddie. Tau7, how do linebackers stack up to last year's athletically? They're more athletic. They're more athletic. I've asked that question specifically to Devin Bush. That McDoom says, Courage. That video, the Devin Bush interview, is on my YouTube channel, guys. Subscribe to that because not only the podcast on there, but 9 out of 10 times when we're at availability, I'll do live streams. I didn't do one last time because my internet connection was acting weird down there. But 9 out of 10 times I do live streams. So, just like the podcast. So, if it's a live stream, basically, it's either me sitting in this room talking or it's my phone pointed in the face of a Michigan player. And again, I had the interviews last night from John Runyon Jr., who won't be jumping into any creeks. And he said making that call to Jim Harbaugh was one of the toughest calls he had to do. He separated his shoulder. How many catches does Wheatley get this year? Well, if we look at what the lead tight end, Jake Butt, had the past 2 years, he had, what, 51 as a junior and 46 as a senior. I would think that Tyrone gets somewhere in the range of at least 40. Devin Bush automatically makes our linebacker core more athletic. I agree. Not as many but more big plays as Defoe. Yeah, I don't think he'll get the volume that Jake got, but as far as being a. Because I think they're going to spread out, because I do think they have some really good options at tight end. So they're going to spread out the passes. So starting receivers are DPJ, Black, and Martin. No, I don't think so, Robert Cialone. No. He's more athletic than Butt, says Defoe. Yeah, you can make that argument. I think he's a better blocker than Jake was too. And again, we're saying this about a guy who was two-time Big Ten tight end of the year and won the Mackey Award. Jake Butt is already a Michigan legend. Not taking anything away from Jake Butt. But the name of the game in recruiting, right, is get a guy who is as good or better, I think. I mean, if you're not doing that, they're not going out and say, hey, you know, Jake Butt was so good, we don't want to get any tight ends that are better than him. Jeremy Tooman was so good, we don't want to get guys who are going to clip, right? I mean, that doesn't make sense. How many guys will it take for our corners to get it together? Mike Zordich probably hopes it's zero games, that they're doing it right now, but at least one. Can it be game day already? Ready to silence all these Gator fans down here in Florida, says Caleb Vance. Where about in Florida are you, Caleb? The past 2 years, I'm planning a Florida trip this year, because the past 2 years, Michigan has been to Florida, so we'll see. Defoe, Michigan wins the Big Ten if Ohio State and Penn State suffer some injuries. Fall on bad times. I mean, I don't know. I mean, everything has to go in Michigan's favor to win the Big Ten this year, and there has to be some problems for teams like Penn State, Ohio State, Wisconsin. Wilton plays amazing. That's also, he's filling in the blank there. And Caleb's in Tampa. Yeah, I think if also Wilton Spate just plays up to the level that I think he can play, corners hold tight, this D-line and linebackers are as good as advertised, Wilton and the wide receivers get it going. I know I'm naming everything has to go well, but I'm trying to be specific. All these things got to swing in harmony, right? If Wilton Spate's got some type of harmony on offense, I think the defense will be the job. It might not be a number one ranked defense, but that I still think it'll be a top 25 ranked defense. You can deal with that. Wilton Spate takes full control of this offense. I think then that's also something that would be that would lead Michigan to a Big Ten championship game. The line opens enough holes for Evans. That's fill in the blank. That's a good one. OSU offense will take another step back this year, says Leoism. Tell you, is it possible something St. Juiced? Is it possible? Are you asking to see St. Juiced in the two deep? Or possible to see him? I mean, just some corner options right now. I mean, who else is back there? Drake Harris is back there. Ben St. Juiced is back there. Heard some good stuff about Ben, but I don't know if he's too deep ready yet. And really, guys, I think Ambry Thomas might be a candidate at corner. Robert Cialone, OSU will not take a big step back, man. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why. And guys, I get this question. So I saw it pop up. Is JT overrated? JT Barrett is not overrated. Again, I know Michigan fans, you see the Buckeye uniform and you automatically get riled up. Put JT in another uniform. Put him in a Michigan uniform. You'd probably be satisfied with him. He's only set school records. He's a pretty good quarterback. I hate Ohio State, but JT can play, says. Oh, it's T-Sayu-7. I thought it was T-U-7. How many sharks do you think McElwain has humped this week, Defoe? That picture looks real. I don't care what anybody says. I asked this last time. Has it been debunked? Have they proven that fake? Because it sure as hell looks like Jim McElwain laying naked with a shark. Does anybody know for sure? Is that how many sacks will we get against Florida? I don't know. That's a just denied, not proven, said Lee Demon about the photo. Courage says Wilton's better than JT. Pro style, yeah, I would say so. How many sacks against Florida? That's a good question. I would expect. I think Rashawn will get one. I think Mo will get one. Mike or Devin? I would say two. I would say two sacks would be expected. I mean, Rashawn only had one last year, right? You know he's itching for one. Four sacks, says Chris Smith. I'd have to go back and look at the games last year. I don't know if they had four sacks in any game, except for probably Rutgers. True, but we are acting like this is automatic that they will be good. Which DB get this year's first pick? That's a really good question. Depends on the pass, but I think if anybody's trying to go in, I think if they're going Kalik Hudson's way, that's a bad idea because he had two blocked punts last year. He's got sticky hands. I'll go with Kalik. Courage says LeVert. SI debunked the shark photo story. It's not Jim, says Wes. Okay. My apologies to Jim McElwain. It does look real to me. And I know you can't, especially now with all the Photoshop and all this ability, you know, all this technology, it's really easy to, you guys could fake a photo of me humping a shark if you wanted to. Don't do it, but I'm just saying. It's probably not that hard to do. I'll say, I remember my photographer, Andy Shippey, his brother Bill put my head on Brady Hoke's body. Or Brady Hoke's head on my body wearing an Argyle sweater. That was pretty funny. He did a really good job, too, blending in the chin. I mean, you can tell it's Photoshop, but it's not a super obvious Photoshop. All right, guys, we're going on 52 minutes. Let's I want to wrap this up. I want to eat lunch. Kennel will get first pick. Best DB on this team to me, Leoism says. I think Tyree's the best defensive, but he's the most experienced, definitely. Hudson's response to returning made me think he's back up just in case. Have you touched on this? Sorry, Jalen wants to know. I think Kalik just probably doesn't want to say a whole lot as far as, you know, what he's going to do. Maybe he doesn't know. I don't know if he's going to be a top option. I'm assuming, you know, a guy like Eddie, DPJ, Chris Evans. I think those guys, a lot of the wide receivers and running backs have been back. A lot of people have been in the return groups, punt and kick return groups, Jay Harbaugh told us. So, but as far as top options go, I would assume it's Eddie, Chris, DPJ. I mentioned Kalik before Michigan had mentioned it publicly. And it was just a good guess, I think, because judging by his athleticism and then again connecting the dots, what did Jabril do last year? And these guys are saying that Kalik is on par. I mean, he's getting questions about the Jabril, you know, and pressure and stuff, and those are valid questions, but I think Kalik Hudson's going to be pretty good. I'll take that last one. I'm sorry. It was DB or something. Was it a defensive back question versus a line question? If you're asking which is the bigger liability, I'm just repeating someone's question 40 times. Is Gary's 40 time real? Yeah. I believe it is. Rashawn's been asked this question. He laughed about it. Yeah, it was real. Who starts for Florida? Del Rio or Zaire? I don't know, Defo. I think it's Zaire, last I heard. Mm-hmm. People don't believe that 4-5, says Courage. I mean, it's easy to be skeptical, right? Because, I mean, Rashawn's huge. And, I mean, guys that big, no matter how athletic you are, running a 4-5. I mean, DPJ ran a 4-4-1. But with Rashawn, I don't think anything's impossible. And I don't know, was it a 4, I don't think it was a 4-5 flat. Wasn't it a 4-5-5? Not that that matters, but. All right, guys, I don't have any more questions on Twitter. And it looks like we have a little break here on the YouTube live stream. So I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I'll have another one later this week. Probably today is Wednesday, the 23rd, Thursday the 24th. Friday the 25th, there'll be at least one before the end of the weekend. Google the naked guy on the shark has been identified. You will find it. Thanks, Wes. I appreciate it. Yeah, DPJ did run a 4-4-1 in spring. Yes, he did. See you, Adam, says Robert. Hey, guys, I appreciate it. Again, my apologies to go to Jim McElwain. Evidently, you did not hump a shark, and that's a good thing. Don't hump sharks. I'm Adam Biggers. Follow me on Twitter, at AdamBiggers81. Follow FanRag Sports, at FanRag_U. FanRagSports.com. And what was that? DPJ is going to run a 4-3, Kurt says. My ADHD's kicking in. I'm like, oh, I see something. Shiny object. Boom. Again, I want to thank Tim and Keith and Mr. Spots for keeping me fed during the season. I'm going to hook you guys up with free food as well. There will be trivia questions. Search us on Facebook, Sports in the Mitten. Follow the podcast at Mitten Sports MI. We will be giving away a lot of food this year. Steak sandwiches, chicken wings, waffle fries, everything. So 808 State Street, Mr. Spots, AnnArbor.com. If you guys live in Ann Arbor, chances are you've probably been there. During the season, I eat there all the time. So, and during the summer when I'm down there. So, again, thanks everybody for watching the live YouTube stream. Thanks everyone listening on Blog Talk Radio and on iTunes. I'm Adam Biggers. I'll catch you next time. Have a good Thursday or Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. Have a good Wednesday.